I'm just a door knocker, and I can talk to whoever I please," said the gargoyle pleasantly. "And I can tell you the master is having a trying day and doth not want to be disturbed. But you could try to use the magic word," it added. "Coming from a detractive woman, it works 9 times out of 8.
"Magic word? What's the magic word?" The knocker perceptibly sneered.
"Have you been taught nothing, miss?"
She drew herself up to her full height, which wasn't really worth the effort. She felt she'd had a trying day too. Her father had personally executed 100 enemies in battle. She should be able to manage a door knocker. "I have been educated," she informed it with icy precision, "by some of the finest scholars in the land." The door knocker did not appear to be impressed.
"If they didn't teach you the magic word,"
it said calmly,
"they couldn't have been all that fine."
Kaylee reached out, grabbed the heavy ring, and pounded it on the door. The knocker leered at her.
"Freak me rough," it lisped. "That's the way I like it."
"You're disgusting."
"Yes. Oh, that was nice. Do it again."
The door opened a crack. There was a shadowy glimpse of curly hair.
"Madam, I said we're closed."
Kaylee sagged. "Please help me," she said. "Please."
"See," said the door knocker triumphantly, "sooner or later everyone remembers the magic word."
Kaylee had been to official functions in Ankh-Morpork and had met senior wizards from Unseen University, the Disc's premier college of magic. Some of them had been tall, and most of them had been fat, and nearly all of them had been richly dressed, or at least thought they were richly dressed. In fact, there are fashions in wizardry as in more mundane arts, and this tendency to look like elderly aldermen was only temporary. Previous generations had gone in for looking pale and interesting, or druidical and grubby, or mysterious and saturnine. But Kaylee was used to wizards as a sort of fur-trimmed small mountain with a wheezy voice, and Igneous Cutwell didn't quite fit the mage image. He was young. Well, that couldn't be helped. Presumably even wizards had to start off young. He didn't even have a beard, and the only thing his rather grubby robe was trimmed with was frayed edges. "Would you like a drink or something?" he said, surreptitiously kicking a discarded vest under the table. Kaylee looked around for somewhere to sit that wasn't occupied with laundry or used crockery, and shook her head. Cutwell noticed her expression. "It's a bit al fresco, I'm afraid," he added hurriedly, elbowing the remains of a garlic sausage onto the floor. "Mrs. Nugent usually comes in twice a week and does for me, but she's gone to see her sister who's had one of her turns. Are you sure? It's no trouble. I saw a spare cup here only yesterday."
"I have a problem, Mr. Cutwell," said Kaylee.
"Hang on a moment." He reached up to a hook over the fireplace and took down a pointy hat that had seen better days, although from the look of it, they hadn't been very much better, and then said,
"Right, fire away."
"What's so important about the hat?"
"Oh, it's very essential. You've got to have the proper hat for wizarding. We wizards know about this sort of thing."
"If you say so. Look, can you see me?"
He peered at her.
"Yes. Yes, I would definitely say I can see you."
"And hear me? You can hear me, can you?"
"Loud and clear, yes. Every syllable tinkling into place. No problems."
"Then would you be surprised if I told you that no one else in this city can?"
"Except me?"
Kaylee snorted.
"And your door knocker."
Cutwell pulled out a chair and sat down. He squirmed a little. A thoughtful expression passed over his face. He stood up, reached behind him, and produced a flat reddish mass, which might have once been half a pizza. He stared at it sorrowfully. The first pizza was created on the disc by the Clatchian mystic Ron Ron, Revelation Joe, Shuwadhi, who claimed to have been given the recipe in a dream by the creator of the Discworld himself, who had apparently added that it was what he had intended all along. Those desert travellers who had seen the original, which is reputedly miraculously preserved in the forbidden city of E, say that what the creator had in mind then was a fairly small cheese and pepperoni affair with a few black olives and things like mountains and seas got added out of last-minute enthusiasm, as so often happens. After the schism of the Turnwise Ones and the deaths of some